welcome to Servants of the Lord Ministries. My name is Dr. Keith Jenkins. I'm the International Coordinator for Servants of the Lord Ministries. Before I start my message today, let me share with you the commission of the ministry that was given to Joseph Hitchcock many years ago. He said, "I have children in every nation, and you have brothers and sisters whose hearts are crying out to me. They've sought me for ministry, blessings, and gifts." He said, "I've given them those things, and it's blessed them. But there's a part of their spirit that it never fulfilled, that is reserved for an intimate relationship with me. Now their hearts are crying out to me just for me. That is who I'm sending you to, because I don't want them to take the years it took you to get to me, because there was no one to show you how at the time." Servants of the Lord Ministries is a teaching and training ministry sent to the body of Christ to reach people with a heart after God. This message is for those who want to get to know Him and grow up in Him. Today I'll be speaking about His commandments. We read in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, I'm reading verse 23 to 27. This is in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, starting in verse 23. "And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah." Verse 24. "And the people murmured against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?'" Verse 25. "And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them." Verse 26. "And said, 'If thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ears to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.'" Verse 27. "And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters." The protection of God and healing comes through keeping His statutes and giving heed to His commands. We read also in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 6, "And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." Keeping the commandments should be part of a love relationship with God. You are supposed to rely on His mercy by faith. We read in Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 17, "And if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity." In the Old Testament, those who sinned ignorantly also had to bear their iniquity. The absence of God's mercy in anyone's life should be enough to alert those following the Lord that something is wrong and lead them to repentance. We read in Numbers 15, verses 38 and 39. This is Numbers 15. I'm starting at verse 38. "Speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue." Verse 39. "And it should be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring. Trust God that He will supply all your earthly needs, as otherwise the devil gets access. The devil will tell you lies that nothing bad will happen if you keep making decisions and use your own mind." We read in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. This is in the book of Genesis chapter 3. I'm reading verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. Verse 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Resist the devil. Keep your mind and heart on the Lord. The devil appeals to the flesh, even seeking earthly blessings gives the devil access. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, we read, this is in the book of Colossians chapter 3, I'm reading verse 1. If ye be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. You should be dead to the things of this world. Earthly blessings come through obeying his commands and serving him. We read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. I'm reading the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, starting in verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Jesus' death on the cross removed the written code so that everyone could get access to his love again. God intended you to keep his commandments out of a love relationship with the help of the Holy Spirit. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, starting in verse 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Even the greatest commandment can now be obeyed by walking in the Spirit. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22. I'm reading verse 37. And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Verse 38. This is the first and great commandment. Verse 39. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 40. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In the book Sound Doctrine, in chapter 12 on the doctrine of love, on page 141, Joseph Hitchcock writes, God said to love him and your neighbor, and to do it in a particular way. He said to love him with all your heart, soul, and mind. The word all means 100%. It's not 80, 90, or even 99%. To obey that scripture, you must love God 100%, not only with your heart, but also your soul and your mind. If you are wise, you will do a study of these three words using your concordance. There are many reasons why we don't love God 100%. If we fall short of that standard, we need to continue to press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. The high calling in this case would be to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Many people don't walk in this commandment because they have tried to do it and they couldn't. Because they tried and failed, they believed the lie that it can't be done. If God commanded us to do something that could not be done, knowing that not doing it would be sin, then he would be causing us to sin. If that were true, he would not be God. The fact that he is just and holy means that he is responsible to supply whatever it takes for us to obey his commands, if we supply the willingness to obey. There is no excuse for disobedience to these two commands. Have a reverent heart towards God and accept the responsibility God gives you. Then you will start getting some wisdom. Wisdom will reveal to you how to do what God told you to do. But it starts with a right attitude. I'm no longer going to act, speak, or think as a child. I've decided I'm going to grow up and be an adult. God gave me these commandments. The root of all sin in those born again is childish disobedience and an unwillingness to kill their own flesh and trust God. Paul said in Titus chapter 1 and verse 16, this is in the book of Titus chapter 1, I'm reading verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. To grow up spiritually, you need to keep the flesh crucified. Jesus said in Luke 9 and verse 23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. False teachings and lies come through leaders not denying themselves daily on the narrow way. They get supported financially by those deceiving themselves, seeking something in this world for themselves. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 12, I would that they would be cut off, those which trouble you. Doing what the flesh wants brings death. Paul said in Romans 8 and verse 13, this is in the book of Romans chapter 8, I'm reading verse 13, and if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Obeying God 100% with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your strength might look like a hard command. But God is able to do it through you by the Spirit. You just need to be willing and obey. The natural carnal mind resists the perfect laws of God and will not submit. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. In the Amplified Bible, Romans 8, 7 says, that is, because the mind of the flesh, with its carnal thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God, for it does not submit itself to God's law, indeed it cannot. Your carnal mind is hostile and will not be renewed by God unless you deny yourself daily. There is an easy way and a hard way of doing everything. If you do not want to stress your mind, then let God use your mind instead. Paul said in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 16, this is the covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Deny yourself daily, and by faith through the Holy Spirit, he will bring thoughts back to your mind based on what you need, not based on what you want. He loves you, and he knows exactly what you need now. In the book Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 2, Growing Up Spiritually, in Chapter 14, The Battle for Your Mind, Joseph Edgecott writes, the number one stumbling block to growing up spiritually is what you think you know hinders you from knowing what God wants you to know. What you think you know is programmed in your mind, and if it's contrary to the truth, Satan has access to you. By processing things with your mind, you will disobey God. Your carnal mind will try to talk you out of obeying simple commands. Look at your fruit. If you believe your mind is completely renewed, the proof will be that you do not sin and are directed by the Spirit in all things. Paul said in Romans 8 and verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. man was designed by God to have a love relationship with him. God put man directly under himself at creation as his representative on the earth and just below the angels to do his will. David said in the Psalms, chapter 8, verses 3 to 9, I'm reading. This is the Psalms, chapter 8, starting in verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. Verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honour. Verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things under his feet. Verse 7. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field. Verse 8. The fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. Verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Man was created in the image of God to serve through love, keep God's commands, and bring God's divine order on the earth from the beginning. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Man failed to become the image of God because he sinned. However, Christ expressed the love of the Father by submitting to God completely. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. This is Colossians chapter 3, I'm reading verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You can now be the image of God through Christ by living in the light. You are given a free will so that you can choose God's perfect will and express his love. If you are loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind, then you do not have room to love anyone or anything else instead. If you love anything more than God, this is also idolatry. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, I'm reading. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting in verse 14. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Verse 15. I speak as unto wise men. Judge what I say. God knows who needs love. And he put man above all creation to be a channel of his love. You had the immense responsibility to do everything in love. This is an honoring of man. Jesus said in John 4, verses 13 and 14. This is John chapter 4, starting in verse 13. And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I give him shall be in him as a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You need to get a good supply of his love yourself. Your mind is corrupt. Even your emotions and feelings are corrupted. So you must deny yourself daily to express God's perfect love. If you deny yourself, you can watch him work through you by the Holy Spirit. He will even meet your needs too, as his servant. Your mind will be renewed and you will soon realize that God's ways are higher and better, and that thinking is dangerous. He knows what people need. His pure love works as you submit to him. He will love through you with his ability, not with you any selfish love based on your own strength and abilities. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, I'm reading Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, starting in verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Once Adam took from the wrong tree, he became selfish, cut off from God's pure love. Man became empty from that point on. The flesh cannot stop sinning without repentance from dead works and obedience to God by the Spirit. We read in Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. This is Genesis chapter 2, I'm reading verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Verse 16. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Man was given free will because without it he could not do anything out of love. In the beginning, Adam only had one command to keep. Adam could have given his free will back to God. By Adam keeping God's command, the devil would not have been given any access. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, neither give place to the devil. You should deny yourself daily. If you believe a lie that God gave you a brain and he expects you to use it, then you will give place to the devil through the flesh. Through the Holy Spirit, it is possible to be hot for Jesus all the time. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 to 19. I'm reading in the book of Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou would be cold or hot. Verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness does not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salver, that thou mayest see. Verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. If you are comfortable in this world and have everything you need, you are on a way that seems right. On the narrow way, obeying the Holy Spirit, he provides. Even when God gives you something on this earth, it belongs to him. It is temporary. You can't take it with you. But if you use it in the manner God intended, by obeying him, then you are sending it on ahead and you will receive a reward. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verses 28 and 29. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. I'm reading verse 28. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 29. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Exchange earthly things now for heavenly things by asking God what to do with what he gives you, and serve. He is the living God serving you, and you are supposed to be servants too in his kingdom. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. This is Galatians chapter 5. I'm reading verse 13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. Verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. God's love is the greatest force on the face of the earth. And this love in you is a sign that you are hot. God's love opens doors the devil cannot close. The devil cannot duplicate the love of God. Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 44, But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. You can save yourselves by obeying the commands of Jesus and set yourself free from all corruption. By keeping his commands, you are doing something divine, declaring independence from the devil. No wonder the devil is afraid. Everything in this world is contaminated by the devil in some way. It's a blessing to have his commands. By keeping his commands through the Spirit, you can enjoy the abundant life he promised. Paul said to the church in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I'm reading. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm reading verse 1. Furthermore, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us, how ye ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. Verse 2. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Amplified Bible, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1 says, furthermore, brethren, we beg and admonish you in virtue of our union with the Lord Jesus Christ, that you follow the instructions which you learn from us about how you ought to walk, so as to please and gratify God, as indeed you are doing, and that you do so even more and more abundantly, attaining yet greater perfection in living this life. Some of you are struggling because you do not believe God's commands lead to freedom and life. Paul said in Romans 7 and verse 10, this is in the book of Romans chapter 7 and verse 10, and the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. Paul failed using his mind trying to keep the law. The law is spiritual, and his commands must be appreciated and be directed by the Spirit. God gave you access to his love, so you could do things out of love for God and enjoy a relationship with him as Lord. Jesus said in John 14 and 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Everything God does is out of love, and you can develop a love relationship with God by keeping all his commands. God's ways are higher, but by responding to his commands through the Spirit, you can now express his pure love from your hearts. John said in 1 John chapter 1 and verses 5 and 6, I'm reading 1 John chapter 1, starting in verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. There is no selfishness in God's kingdom. If God is who he says he is, he must be love. As soon as you are connected to God, you can now please God by making him Lord and keep his commandments on the narrow way. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm reading verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine unto them. The right kind of preaching on developing a love relationship with God may not attract all those who are comfortable in this world, serving two masters. The church needs to see the light too. Repent of making excuses or disobedience, and not just confess the same sin again and again. It's very easy to stop sinning if you're drinking from the right source, because you will not thirst for anything earthly again. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In the Amplified Bible, Matthew 5 and verse 6 says, blessed and fortunate and happy and spiritually prosperous in that state in which the born-again child of God enjoys his favor and salvation are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God, for they shall be completely satisfied. Those who are lost have a confidence in the flesh, listening to a wrong voice, their own ideas and personal opinions. They are confused, running in circles, using their own minds, trying to come to truth. They don't believe that God is love. They blame God for the mess in their lives. Anytime you come to the conclusion that God is the problem, you've come to the wrong conclusion. Carnal Christians do not want to listen because they are childish, and the devil gives them what their flesh wants, but they will never be satisfied. We read in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 20, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The church is full of doctrines developed by demons through people using their minds trying to come to truth. Churches prefer to deceive themselves that they will be saved, still functioning as Lord of their own lives. You should only be satisfied today because something changed in your life through repentance. If you're looking for an excuse to be lazy and claim your righteousness, the devil will give you one. Are you comfortable not seeking righteousness? Those trusting in the finished work of Christ on the cross and in a correctly worded prayer, not seeking his righteousness daily, are deceiving themselves. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God looks after his own, faithfully, supplying what his servants need. Those on the Broadway listen to the devil because he gives them what their flesh wants. God will not give you everything you ask for immediately because he is a good father. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Two things are required to get God's provision. Number one, seeking his kingdom, the effective and functional lordship of Jesus by the Spirit in your life. Number two, seeking his righteousness. That's his way of doing and being right in all circumstances. You will end up serving the devil and deceiving yourself again if you do not seek righteousness. If you love the Lord, you are not afraid to seek God for commands. Fear in you is a sign that you still have unbelief. John said in 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. This is 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. A fear of suffering comes from being too comfortable serving the devil on the Broadway. Paul proved that nothing can separate him from the love of God in Christ Jesus by making him Lord, not just Savior. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, I'm reading verses 35 to 39. This is the book of Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is one thing that will separate someone born again from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The devil can't do it. However, you can separate yourself through your own lordship by getting in the flesh and not trusting God. If you want to experience a deep love relationship with God, you need to get on the narrow path. You cannot experience His love otherwise. You might get a taste of His love, but if you want a regular supply, you have to lay your life down. Paul was already a servant, reflecting Christ by demonstrating the glory of the Lord on the narrow way. Paul continued in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, I'm reading. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 6. For God has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Light and salvation was coming through Paul because he was following Jesus consistently and doing what God had planned for his life. Paul claimed to be the chief of sinners because he murdered the very people he was now serving through the gospel. However, he had a clear conscience by making Jesus Lord, not just by confessing his sin. If you want a clear conscience, make Jesus Lord, fully repent of dead works, and put the old carnal nature in the grave forever. Repentance is not just repenting of committed sin, but also submitting to His calling on your life. Paul said in Acts chapter 24 and verse 16, "Herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men." Paul had no offense towards God, so therefore he was loving God with all his heart, soul, and mind, and even his strength. Others may repent of the unbelief in their hearts when they see you serving him and the fruit of the Spirit that comes from living in the kingdom of God now. Paul said in Romans chapter 14, verses 14 to 17. This is the book of Romans, chapter 14. I'm starting in verse 14. He says, "I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is." Verse 15. "But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not in love. Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died." Verse 16. "Let not then your good be evil spoken of." Verse 17. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." You get peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Spirit by making Jesus the functional Lord of your life. You cannot abide in the kingdom of God otherwise. You cannot just make Jesus your Savior. Jesus will save you if He is your Lord. Do not be afraid to serve God. In the parable of Jesus, He described the lazy servant. We read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 25 to 26. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25 and verse 25. "And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that which is thine." Verse 26. "And his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I had sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed." The lazy servant was afraid of the narrow way, and did not want to work hard and listen to his own carnal mind instead. We read in Proverbs chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. This is Proverbs chapter 14, I'm reading verse 12. "There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Verse 13. "Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness." Verse 14. "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself." In the Amplified Bible, Proverbs 14 and verse 14 says, "The backslider in heart from God and from fearing God shall be filled with the fruit of his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his ways, with the holy thoughts and actions which his heart prompts and in which he delights. God answers prayer. Be patient. You are supposed to wait for his prompting. Let him direct in his particular way, because everything in this world is contaminated. God has made you free, not to be entangled again. Jesus said in Luke 9 and verse 26, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." If you end up on the broad way, the devil is your advisor. The kingdom of God is the greatest and most efficient kingdom that there is, with no corruption. Everyone in his kingdom is a servant. You have an opportunity to enter the kingdom of God now, unless you're ashamed of Jesus' teaching. His spirit is here now, and to enter, you have to become like a little child, trust and obey. Being a servant in the kingdom of God is higher in rank than the chief of sinners, serving the devil, who is the god of this world. Jesus continued in Luke 9 and verse 27, "But I tell you a truth, there are be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God." Jesus was speaking about those disciples who were going to follow him all the way to the cross. They were to experience the kingdom of God by the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. You will be chastened in the kingdom, and you will go through some challenges, but his grace is sufficient. You have to repent and be corrected to grow. If you are committing the same sin again and again, then you are not learning spiritually. You can only do everything right in God's school by listening to the Holy Spirit. The carnal mind has to be renewed. Those on the broad way do not want to go through any difficulties. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 to 17. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm starting in verse 10. "We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised." Verse 11. "Even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place." Verse 12. "And labor, working with our own hands, being reviled we bless, being persecuted we suffer it." Verse 13. "Being defamed we entreat, and we are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day." Verse 14. "I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you." Verse 15. "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." Verse 16. "Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me." Verse 17. "For this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church." The teaching of Paul was aimed at getting people off the broad way onto the narrow way. He wanted everyone to overcome sin and the devil despite their circumstances and make no excuses. Many want to teach, but all of Paul's teaching was based on the fruit he had in his own life. He authorized Timothy to teach from his testimonies, confirmed by others, of how he was able to overcome everyday situations without ever getting in the flesh. Stay humble and use the wisdom God provided. Spiritual learning and wisdom comes from repentance and making no excuses for obeying the truth. He did not allow Timothy to teach anything else. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3, "For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." Paul had become the standard for others to follow. It is possible that Paul could not rejoice in all circumstances in the beginning, but he learned. Paul was circumcised by Christ, but he was not baptized in lemon juice. Many believe a lie that serving God makes you sad. They believe lies because they are comfortable and do not want to get in the game. Carnal Christians are spectators, deceiving themselves on the broad way, not submitted to God, keeping their flesh alive. Paul had no confidence in the flesh, did not consult his might, and followed Christ instead. He was learning many truths himself and knew that God was trustworthy to revive what he needed. Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, I'm reading verse 6 to 9. This is 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting in verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Verse 7, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain that we carry nothing out. Verse 8, having food and raiment, let us be content therewith. Verse 9, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Rich could be defined as having more than enough clothes and food. Resist the temptation to buy the things the world says you need. There shouldn't be anything in your home that you went out and bought because you desired it. Joseph Hitchcock would often say, I challenge you to find something in my home that I bought because I wanted it. Timothy was under pressure from comfortable Christians in his congregation. Comfortable Christians justify using their own mind to do what they want. Those seeking more than the Lord allows are in danger of being corrupted again. Everything should be done in moderation. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. I'm reading Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. If you spiritualize your activities and do things without asking God, you will deceive yourself. Learn to trust in God and do things by prayer. The devil is the god of this world. Offer everything up to God in prayer and trust in him. And make sure you are doing what he wants you to do all the time. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. This is in the book of Galatians chapter 5. I'm reading verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Those following Christ are submitted to God, keeping their flesh dead. Those with doubt, struggling to know God loves them, are not keeping their flesh under control, listening to a wrong voice instead. Seek God how you should live your life by obeying the Spirit. Jesus said in John 10 and verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. In this world you should have a spending limit in every area on what you eat and do. You cannot serve God and money. The world loves what money can provide. If you still want the comfortable life, you will find it difficult to serve God. Unfortunately, the love of money has also infected the church. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. When Joseph Hitchcock started in the ministry, he simply fell in love with God and experienced so much love that he just wanted to love God back. Joseph Hitchcock, the author of the book, My Sheep Hear My Voice, started with the right foundation. Joseph got the best possible start with the right motive. There were other people around him trying to influence and change him, but he did everything out of love instead. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. If you love God by keeping the commandments of Jesus, that includes faith. You have to believe that God loves you and that his commands are the best. God is who he says he is. When God tells you to do something, it's because he loves you, and those who trust obey instantly. Love includes faith, but faith does not include love. Love is the greatest. The greater always includes the lesser, but not the other way around. Jesus said to the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." There are really good examples of the narrow way in the church of Jesus Christ, denying themselves daily. Many do things to please the pastor or please the church. Some deceive themselves that if they please God on Sunday, they can do what they want during the week. However, Joseph Hedgecock concentrated on obeying God out of love and doing what he said through hearing his voice and did not get corrupted. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, I'm reading. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm starting in verse 3. "According as his divine power have given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue." Verse 4. "Whereby we are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Those who want to succeed in ministry only seek knowledge from the Bible without a personal relationship or accountability. Joseph was seeking just to know God and to show him that he loved him, just like Paul the Apostle. He was not seeking ministry. There were even leaders in dead churches telling Joseph what to do and not to do. He got baptized in water and then got baptized in the Spirit because he found those things in the Bible trying to obey God. Fortunately, Joseph went ahead and did what God said before someone tried to tell him otherwise. In his testimony, he would say, "Too late, I've done it." Bible school is the enemy of truth and gave the devil an opportunity to bring more lies and confusion into the church. The church today says you just need to be born again to receive Jesus in your heart, and you do not need to seek God for commands. However, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses 21 to 23, I'm reading John's Gospel, chapter 14, starting in verse 21. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Verse 22. And Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world?" Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Never adjust the written word to fit your doctrine, but adjust your doctrine to fit the written word. Only those who keep his commands have a love relationship with God. Right now, in the church, people are contaminated with lies and do not know how they got contaminated. They are comfortable not seeking God's commands and making excuses for the bad fruit in their lives. When those in the church try to obey God's commands, the unbelief based on lies starts to manifest. Make sure you have a right attitude towards the commands Jesus gives you personally and make no excuses. John said in 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, I'm reading 1 John chapter 5 and starting in verse 2. "By this then, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." Verse 3. "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." The word grievous in Strong's is number 926, and it's the same meaning as weighty, that is figuratively burdensome, grave, grievous, heavy, or weightier. Unlike the devil, the commands of Jesus are not burdensome. The world does not believe that serving the devil is so bad because he keeps them comfortable, giving them a little bit of what they want, so they ignore the signs that they are his slave. The devil is a liar and the god of this world, so he uses lies to get some earthly gain. The motto above the gate in Auschwitz in Poland was Arbeit macht frei. Work sets you free. The world is not easily satisfied with food and clothes, but seeking earthly treasure instead. The devil can easily keep them working hard for a dream or a desire that they never get by serving him and end up in hell. The only way you as a child of God can end up in hell is if you keep deceiving yourself, listening to a wrong voice. Whole churches can be deceived as well. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I'm starting in verse 13. But such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15. Therefore it is no great thing if the ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The devil can only make you happy for a short time by feeding your flesh. The devil is transformed into an angel of light, promising people that they can do what they want and still be saved without obedience to the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 34. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. I'm reading verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Do not be deceived. You can easily overcome the devil through faith, denying yourself and listening to the Lord each day. John continued in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. This is 1 John chapter 5, I'm reading verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. In the book, The Guilty Prison Revised Edition, at the end of chapter 11, on How Do You Escape, on page 99, Joseph Edgecott writes, walking in the Spirit neutralizes Satan's traps and delivers you from the prisons of your flesh. Peter heard from the Father and then answered as he heard from God. We read the story in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 16 to 18. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. I'm starting in verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon, Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You can also grow spiritually by hearing and obeying the Holy Spirit. Despite different levels of pressure or challenges you face, the flesh will always feel uncomfortable and nervous on the narrow way, especially at the beginning. If you don't like listening to the flesh complaining, then kill the flesh. If you don't kill the flesh, the devil can make you comfortable in this world, and you will again become the devil's prisoner. James said in James chapter 4, verses 7 to 10, I'm reading. This is James chapter 4, starting in verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Verse 9. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. For more information on how to escape the prison you are in, please read the book, The Gilded Prison, Revised Edition by Joseph Hedgecock. His commands include God's best for you. God is pure and not selfish. In the kingdom, no one is independent from God. Only he knows what is right. Even the angels obey God instantly. Jesus taught in Matthew 6, verses 9 and 10. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. I'm reading verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. He is the source of all love. We read in the book of Revelation 22, verses 1 to 5, I'm reading. This is in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, I'm reading verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bore the 12 manner of fruits, and yielded a fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Verse 3. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Verse 4. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Verse 5. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. Eternity is based on doing His perfect will, because only that will bring healing and keep everything in order. You also can be part of something pure now, because the kingdom of God is here by the Spirit. In the millennium, everyone will be serving Christ and his commands will be obeyed. Do not waste any time now by listening to the carnal nature or what others think. John said in 1 John 2 and verse 17, this is 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17, and the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. If God is unfaithful for any reason, we are lost. If God is contaminated by sin or having a motive that is not pure, the devil will win. The fact that the earth is still here and we are still alive is a testimony to the fact that there is a God in heaven, because the devil is a murderer. Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 16, this is John's Gospel, chapter 3, I'm reading verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves us, however, only those who keep and obey his commands, led by the Spirit, the sons of God, get to enjoy everlasting life. Paul said in Romans 8 and verse 14, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He is always right and never wrong. So when you obey him out of love, you are born of God too. You are just like Jesus because he obeyed. You can enjoy an intimate relationship with the Father and the Son. This is also how it will be in eternity. Jesus told his disciples in the upper room in John 14 and verse 13. This is John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. For more information on how to develop a love relationship with the Lord, please read the book How Love Grows by Joseph Hedgecock. Disciples on the narrow way in his kingdom, obeying his commands, can ask for whatever is needed because they do everything out of love. There are bigger commands and small commands. The bigger commands require more love. If someone gets a harder command, they are blessed because God is faithful and he's able to supply everything needed for the toughest assignments, and the glory goes back to him through your life. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 2, I'm reading. This is in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 I'm reading verse 1. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, verse 2, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Everyone now who is born again can do things that originate from God by hearing his voice and not doing their own will. All of God's commands are free from corruption and work because they are based on love, and love never fails. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I'm reading verse 8, love never fails, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. By faith, you can be part of something that will overcome the world. Seeking and keeping the commandments of Jesus is the priority. The repentance needed to keep the commands of Jesus that he gives you personally will produce the greatest transformation in your life. In the book Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 2, Growing Up Spiritually, in Chapter 9, on page 152, Joseph Hitchcock writes, you cannot keep doing what you have always done in your walk with God if it's not working. You must do something different. You may read the Word, read all of my books, and come to every conference. But what are you doing with what you have been taught? You need to have more wisdom about how God works. And the only way to gain wisdom is to abide in the kingdom. Stop making excuses. There is no excuse for not growing up in the Lord. You will learn quickly during times of greater difficulty by grace. His commandments are a blessing because he will give you extra grace and truth to be doers of his word. You must be willing. You will not find answers if you make excuses for sin. Paul said in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 to 17, I'm reading. This is Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Verse 12. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, verse 13, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Verse 17. For ye know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. If you are a child of God, then you should know in your heart that God is pure and above corruption. God always does everything out of love. He is correcting you for your good before time runs out. You will never really experience the love of God without submitting to him. You are still blind if you think his commands are controlling or legalistic. Paul said in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, I'm reading Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those who have their doubts about God are casual or half-hearted, not diligently seeking him. Enoch was seeking and making no excuses for sin, and used God's grace and mercy every day to find a way to do something else that was pleasing to God until he was eventually translated. John said in 1 John chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, I'm reading. This is 1 John chapter 2, I'm reading verse 5. But whosoever keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6. And he that says he abides in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. The love of God was perfected in Enoch before the cross. Enoch will stand in the judgment as a witness against all those on the broad way who have the Holy Spirit now but make excuses for sin. His loving kindness endures so that you can learn. Love is what makes God who he is. Whatever comes from God is pure. But you have to learn spiritually and overcome sin. John said in 1 John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. This is 1 John chapter 1, I'm reading verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him no darkness at all. If you come to God, you have to believe that he is God and that he is love. I always heard Joseph say, I have already decided that my answer is yes, Lord, in my heart, before I ever hear what God commands me to do. When I heard Joseph saying yes to God, before God speaks, it was like, oh no, that's not right. I was carnally minded and said to him, this is a dangerous way to live. I shared my feelings with Joseph based on fear, and I had to repent. I was the one living dangerously. I had unbelief in my heart. Now in my heart, the decision is yes. Before I ever hear his voice, I am like a little child now and rely on the Holy Spirit to lead me into all truth. Jesus said in Matthew 18, verses 3 and 4. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18. I'm reading verse 3. And said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Enter the kingdom now before it's too late. You have to believe that God loves you and his commands are pure. Also, his spirit will bring a lot of truth and correction. Have you made the decision in your heart to trust in the Holy Spirit to direct and confirm his commands for you personally on a daily basis? Jesus said in John chapter 16 and verse 13, Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. When you believe something in your heart, it becomes the center. You can easily reject any other voice that is contrary to the truth. You can easily overcome the corruption that is in this world through the Holy Spirit. Thinking is dangerous. You do not need to analyze what God says or try to understand why he says something is important. Just trust and obey. We read in the book of Isaiah 55 and verse 3, Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Start building up your love for him through smaller commands first. Your doubts are childish, based on lies you believe because you wanted something for yourself. You may be out of shape spiritually, not even hitting the smaller commands he gives you. You should have moved on spiritually, but you have not because you're unwilling to deal with your own flesh. Paul said in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, Therefore we are buried with him by baptism, into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. In the book, The Guilty Prison, Revised Edition, in chapter 2, on pages 21 and 22, Joseph Hedgecott writes, You accepted his forgiveness and asked Jesus to come into your heart. you decide to follow Christ, which means you yielded to Jesus Christ as your Lord at that moment. The simple act of confessing your sin, asking Jesus to come into your heart, and receiving God's forgiveness made you a child of God. This doctrine is taught in all evangelical churches. You were then baptized to show others you received Jesus' atonement. Baptism is the symbol that declares your old nature is dead and you're yielded to Christ. God will keep raising the standard because Jesus is the standard. Paul said in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Walking in the truth is like the high jump. After each round, during the contest, the pole is raised a little. You must make no excuses and remove another reason why you cannot obey under the new conditions. You might not get any new commandments for a while if you do not have the right attitude to God's calling on your life. John said in 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. This is 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Verse 8. And again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now is shining. If you were not smiling the first time when he said jump, the next time you have to jump for joy. You should be doing a workout spiritually now so that you are ready for bigger commands. God will give you a bigger command when you're ready. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, There is no temptation taken you but which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Paul was striving but learned to hit the targets God set for his life by hearing the Lord clearly and obeying. God makes sure no one gets overwhelmed. It is easy if you make no provision for your flesh. The way of escape relies on you being able to hear the Lord clearly, so do not feed the flesh, as this will make it harder to hear God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 27. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm reading verse 25. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air. Verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. The word castaway in Strong's is number 96. It means to be unapproved, that is, rejected, by implication worthless, literally or morally. Castaway, rejected or reprobate. In the morning, seek God for a list of commands that may look like 10 commandments. Get this list from a time of seeking God in the Spirit. You can refer to it now and again and make sure you are making progress in what He said you need to do that day. Be soldier-minded. One might be read one chapter of the Bible. One might be brush your teeth twice a day. These smaller things, however, can expose whether or not you are in the Spirit listening. See these commands as an opportunity to show love and please God too in times of greater difficulty. You can also learn to be faithful this way. If God is your Heavenly Father, why would He not tell you to brush your teeth, for example? One man complained about this teaching and said, God is my Father, not my mother. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and verse 34. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm reading verse 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. In the Amplified Bible, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 34 says, awake from your drunken stupor and return to sober sense and your right minds and sin no more. For some of you have not the knowledge of God. You are utterly and willfully and disgracefully ignorant and continue to be so, lacking the sense of God's presence and all true knowledge of Him. I say this to your shame. The true knowledge of God is not a series of lectures or sermons. The true knowledge of God is whatever stops you sinning. If you can hear God and do what He tells you now, in the next 4 seconds, and keep obeying what He says every 4 seconds, you will not have much time to sin in between. If you're busy obeying, you cannot be sinning. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you are in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will remind you of what you need to do. Also check your list and apologize to God if you missed doing what He confirmed in the morning. This should help you to stay humble. Everything done in the Spirit out of love is above corruption. If you start doing these items on a list to achieve some self-righteousness apart from God, then you've missed the purpose of these commands. Paul said in Romans 8 and verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Those people in this world concerned about corruption in governments should be excited about getting in Christ themselves and about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. His kingdom is here now, and you do not have to wait to see Him ruling in Jerusalem. Keeping the commands of Jesus will put an end to all injustice in this world. But the world does not believe. The world is not excited about submitting to God. They are serving another master because they still want to do what they want. They may not see a good example of anyone in the church on the narrow way either. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 21 to 24. This is Matthew chapter 6. I'm reading verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 22. The light of the body is the eye, and if therefore the eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Verse 23. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. And if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. To grow up, you have to stop being childish, serving your flesh. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 11 to 13. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm starting in verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. Verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The word charity here in Strong's is number 26. It comes from another word which means love, that is affection or benevolence, but it means a love feast, a charity, a dear love. You only need three things to live the spiritual life in this dark world: faith, hope, and love. Nothing eternal can be obtained without these three things. One, faith. This is simply trusting God that He is trustworthy to do what He said He would do. Trust and obey, and understanding will come later. It is childish not to trust the Lord. Two, hope. Your final destination is not determined until you die or meet Jesus. Only the narrow way leads to life, so you have to repent before it's too late and get off the broad way. As long as you are changing and the Holy Spirit is working on you, you have the hope of salvation and eternal glory. 3, love. God is pure. So now through obeying his commands with the love God gives you and the gift of eternal life, you can save yourself from a lot of heartache, misery, and regret. You will never reap anything bad if you obey and keep his commands. You should have made a decision to obey God before he even tells you what he wants you to do, because you believe he will never try you beyond your ability to endure. God is love, and he does not just love and then stop. Everything that God does is motivated and originates from love. This is what makes God who he says he is. Those who doubt God's love are often comfortable in this world, still listening to the liar, if he has not already destroyed them. We read in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, I'm reading. This is John's Gospel, chapter 1, I'm reading verse 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Enoch used grace and mercy to find out what pleased God, repented and changed over a period of time. Grace and truth came through our Lord Jesus Christ. Those in the body of Christ emphasizing grace without truth are deceiving people because they need to change. The religious leaders had replaced the commandments of God with the doctrines of men to make it easy on their flesh and have a form of obedience. Through the forgiveness of sins, you can come back in his presence immediately, hear his voice, and learn from him directly. The Holy Spirit will help you get to the root of sin and stop sinning. He can lead you into all truth. Those following Jesus are open to conviction, which is spiritual learning. We read in Matthew chapter 16, verses 5 and 6. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. I'm reading verse 5. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Verse 6. And when Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. The word leaven in Strong's is number 2219. It's probably from another word which means to ferment or leaven. The leaven of the Pharisees was the corrupt system of learning. The disciples needed to incline their ear to learn spiritually, but they were too busy thinking and missed the detail. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread with them, which proved they were not in the Spirit. Jesus taught us to pray. In Matthew 6 and verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. In the book Sound Doctrine, in chapter 9, on page 82, Joseph Hedgecott says, doctrine means instruction, the function or the information, doctrine, learning or teaching. Strong's number 1319. In the last days, people will not endure uncorrupt doctrine, learning or teaching. I'm doing the teaching, but you are doing the learning. I'm not supposed to corrupt my teaching, but you aren't supposed to corrupt your learning either. The main reason most people never come to the knowledge of the truth is because their method of learning is corrupted. The whole system that is used in the church today, whereby most Christians learn, is corrupted. That's the reason why they don't come to the truth. One sign of the last days is that people will be forever learning, but never come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because their method of learning is corrupt. It's not pure. The first time I met Aaron Ross in Servants of the Lord Ministries, every time I tried to do something good, he would say, did you ask the Lord? This brought a lot of conviction. If something went wrong on a trip with Joseph Hedgecott, Joseph would say, it doesn't take you long to know you missed it. This seemed harsh, but this is a good way to learn. God's method of learning means admitting you were thinking when you should have been listening. If you want to hear, get to know, and follow Jesus, then I can recommend this book, My Sheep Hear My Voice by Joseph Hedgecott. If you want to make a fresh start and get on the narrow path, sow in the Spirit daily and experience full salvation and freedom through regular repentance, then I can recommend the book Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 1, Foundations of Spiritual Maturity by Joseph Hedgecock. Do not accept a counterfeit version of Christianity based on religious works, so you don't have to deny yourself daily and trust God. If you know that you have resisted the truth and want to know why, then I can recommend the book The Guilted Prison, Revised Edition by Joseph Hedgecock. Today you've heard a message about his commands and about his love. I believe that God is transmitting his perfect will for every child of his. He is doing that without fail, and he loves you. All he wants you to do is accept that reverently and out of the fear of God, to make no excuses, and to seek him, to obey him, not just politely, but to obey him with a heart of love. You have an opportunity to be part of the kingdom, and in eternity, we are all going to be expressing that intimate love to him. Why not start now? Why not start this journey through the commands he's giving you? They may be small commands, like I've said, but slowly they will become bigger and bigger, and there will be a greater expression of love from your heart. You will even be amazed at how God can do this through you. But the light will shine in the darkness, as Paul said. I want to pray with you. I want you to believe that this kind of relationship with God is possible through the commands. Father in heaven, for those who are listening to this message, you have been stirring in their hearts. You've been exposing the sin and the shame of the way they have lived and not trusted you. But Father, they have a testimony of how they are not right with you, and they can come to you right now and experience that they need you, that they want you, and that Father, as they seek your commands, I'm praying for them that that light will shine in the darkness like it did in Paul the Apostle, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You will find a summary of the scriptures used in today's message below the video, either written out or via a link on our website. Please, after this, there'll be our contact details. We'd love to hear from you and know that God is shining through you. Hallelujah. God bless you.